So the learning today should be as chus lila nishma sa dearest chaver chaim beloz ben shem shenariyeh as well as as chus fani lila nishma for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben chaim menachem ben tzion. It should be as chus for fuur shlema for anyone who needs it as well as as chus for fuur shlema for chaim day ben menarachol chana leva shen derachol and abadati ben peril specifically and it's chus for all those in the makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today he's going to tell us about the judgment place Mikaim HaMishpat, the judgment place, Labal Gaiva for Abal Gaiva. And we're going to ask a question today that we're going to leave unanswered until tomorrow. It's really one long piece, but I broke it up. So today we'll deal with the question, and tomorrow we'll deal with the answer. He says like this, I'm on page 29. When we count the Yud Gimel Mida, it's very appropriate for these days. Now there's a machlokes. Because the Gemara there says that there's three groups of people that are going to be judged on the final day of judgment, right before Tchias HaMesim. First is those that are complete Tzadikim, complete Rishayim, and then Beinanim. There's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what's going to happen with the Beinanim. According to Beis Shammai, the Beinanim are going to have to go into Gehenim for a little trip, a field trip, and then they're going to go and up where they need to. According to Beis Hillel, Hashem is going to show them the Midah, a midah, one of the Yud Gimel Midos, and allow them to go straight and take a shortcut and go straight upstairs, and they're going to be speared from Gehenna. So Gemara says, how exactly does Hashem tip the scales? And that's where we have a machloikas. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says he lifts up the scale, meaning lifts up the side of Schus. Rabbi Eliezer says he pushes down, he suppresses. Now the question is, what is he pushing down on? Now, if you ask me, I would say, and this is how Rashi learns, he pushes down on the side of Schus, right? That's what he's doing. So when I said before he's lifting up, I meant he's lifting up the side of Averis, right? How does the scale work? Scale works that the heavier side gets weighed down. So the heavier side, which has the Schus, will get weighed down by lifting up the side that has the Averis. So that's what one Mandiyama says. He lifts up the side with the Averis. The other Mandiyama says, no, he pushes down. And the pasuk that he brings is Chad Oimer Noisei. Now you say avain, right? Lifts up averus, and b'chad amar kaivesh, and amar yichbaish avain aseinu. Now that sounds like he pushes down the side of averus. Now if he's pushing down the side with the averus, then that means he's making the scale weigh heavily on the side of guilt, on the side of averus. Well, in a moving, it doesn't make sense. B'shlam l'madam anoisei nicha. According to the one that says you lift up, that makes sense. D'chashen noisei kaf shel avainos. When you lift up the pan of the scale holding averus, machbidin haschuyos, it weighs down the schuyos, meaning one side goes up, the other side goes down. Avolamanda amar kaivesh, but according to one who says that Hashem suppresses or pushes down, atzarech lichbosh haschuyos sheyachbidu. God should be pushing down the schusim, not u'bapasuk siv yichbosh avaynoseinu. It says he's pushing down the averus. How is this shtim? Rako inyan, the explanation is dehine hachet shela avoyn, that the extent of the guilt of this avera is lefi mashahu kan ba'ilam ha'shafal, according to the importance in this world. Ein anshay gadol kol kach. Now, in other words, it's going to depend on, and again, we're going to start the teretz, but as I said, we're not going to fully understand it until tomorrow. He says basically that it's going to depend on how severe of an impact, of a negative impact you had in this world. How much destruction, how much churban did you cause with your averus? Now, in the physical world, we don't really cause a large extent of destruction. You do an avera, okay? Let's say you speak lashon hara, you move on to the next topic very quickly. You don't see that all of a sudden you left behind with you a churban and a whole bunch of destruction. Ein anshay, that's what he's saying. Mashahu kan ba'ilam mashafa. In this low world, we don't have that kayach, that ability to impact the world as much. In anshay gadol kokach ki adam lehevel dama. So that's why the punishment is not so severe, because we don't impact the world as much. Hevel amais of hevel v'toyu. The extent that we can accomplish, our sense of accomplishment is very limited. So our sense of destruction is also very limited. Uchmaimar akasav, like the pasuk says in Eif, adam yulod isha. A person is born from a woman. Kitzar yamim, a very short lifespan. Usfar roiges, full of anxiety. Kitzitz yav yatsa. He comes out like a blossom from the womb, by Yivrach Katzel, and then he's cut down like a shadow. He flees, and he doesn't endure. Do you fix your eyes upon such an insignificant thing? That you bring me to judgment with you. So Eov here is saying, he's asking a very good question. He's saying that the physical aspect of a human being is unworthy of serious punishment. Because when you look at it, what did we really do? Hashem made a world where there's Olam shel Olamais. There's worlds upon worlds in the spiritual world. And yet we in the physical world, we don't have access to that spiritual world, right? We don't perceive it, we don't see it, we don't sense it. And so how much destruction are we really causing? What are we? We're human beings. We're going to talk about this in the Tfilas and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we have lives that go by in an instant. And we're like Kitzitz Neufel, Kitzel Eirach, I don't remember the Lashon, but basically by Ein Kitzvah, what do we say? That you can't compare us because we're like a fleeting dream. We're like a passing cloud. We're nothing. We're insignificant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. Va'ata hu melech kel chai v'kayim. Hashem is the one that endures. So basically, Eo is saying, what are you judging me, Hashem? I'm insignificant. How much damage did I do? It's almost like a child that is messing around, and the parent, sometimes to our annoyance, but the parent goes, just let him be. He's a child. Why? Because what's he really doing? And a lot of times it annoys us. No, be a parent and discipline your child. But for the most part, how much damage can a little kid do already? So a lot of times you just have the parent sort of hand wave because how much destruction, what damage can the child do already? And so that's really what we're saying to Hashem. In the grand scheme of things, how can we be punished? What did we really do? So let's stop here. And Amir Tzshem, tomorrow we will finish with the teretz of the Beis HaLevi.